Masechet Eduyot Perek Aleph Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah will talk about the mitzvah hafrashat hala, the obligation of somebody who's making a dough of a certain size to separate some of that dough and give it to a kohen. Mitzvah is known as hala. We'll talk about how much dough, how large of a dough do you have to make in order to obligate yourself in the mitzvah of hala. Shammai Omer Mikav Lehala, says Shammai. A person has to separate challah from dough that contains at least one kav of flour. You have to imagine a kav is around a 2-liter bottle. So if you have a 2-liter of bottle, just to illustrate a little bit more, of flour being used in a dough mixture, you have to separate challah. The Hillel omed mikabayim, says Hillel, no. A person's obligated to separate challah only from dough that contains at least 2 kav of flour. So he argues on Shammai. Say Hachamim, halacha is not like this one, halacha is not like that one, not like Shammai or Hillel. Rather, a person who makes a kav u'mehetza hayavin behalav. Only a person who makes at least a minimum of a kav and a half of flour when they're making their dough mixture is obligated to separate hala from it. This is the original machloket. But at some point later on in time, the units, or the measuring cups, we'll call them, were increased. So what we called a kav was now a little bit bigger. If a kav, for example, was 20 ounces, now it's maybe 24 ounces. So the cup, the measuring cups got bigger. What was called a kav earlier on is not what's called a kav now. So what's called a kav now is bigger than what was called a kav earlier on. So therefore, u'mishigdilu hamidot amru, when the units of measurement, when the measuring cups were increased, hachamim said, hameshet reva'im hayavim, the dough that contains 5/4 of a kav of flour is obligated in hala. So originally they said a kav and a half, now they're lowering it to 5/4, which equals a kav and a quarter of flour. Because since they're using a bigger measuring cup, the same amount of flour, which is now a cup and a quarter, we'll call a cup a kav and a quarter of flour, equals what used to be a kav and a half of flour. So therefore, Hachamim said that as the times changed and measuring cups changed in size, things also adapt as well. Rabbi Yosei disagrees with this. Rabbi Yosei omer, hamisha piturin, hamisha ve'od hayavim. Say, says Rabbi Yosei, if the dough has exactly 5/4 of a kav, the one kav plus 1/4 of a kav, it is exempt from hala. But hamisha ve'od hayavim, but if it has a little bit more than 5/4 of a kav, then it is obligated in hala.